What mode of transportation will Mashiach take? How will Mashiach get around? So for those who are familiar with Tanakh, they'll know that we learn in the Navi Zechariah that Mashiach's vehicle of choice is a chamor. Mashiach drives on a donkey. Now, does this mean that Mashiach will literally drive on a donkey? Well, we won't know till Mashiach actually comes. But the Rebbe explains in a sicha for Parshas Vayishlach in the Kutta Sichas Chelek Aleph that the donkey is actually symbolic of something much deeper and something practical for our own lives and something which will give us a deeper insight into what Mashiach is all about. But first, let's put two more sources on the table. At the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov tells Esav, Vayihi li shor v'chamor. I have had an ox and a donkey, and we're going to see that both the ox and the donkey have some connection to Mashiach. And then the Gemara in Perek Chelek and Masech Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadiches tells us that Zachu be'anone Shmaya. If the Jewish people are in a state of Zachu, if they're meritorious, the Mashiach shall come on a cloud, like it says in Sefer Daniel. But if loy Zachu, if the Jewish people are not meritorious, then on Yivrechev al Chamor, Mashiach will manifest, Mashiach will come to us as a pauper riding on a donkey. Here again, the Rebbe wants to understand what is the symbolism, what's behind this idea of Mashiach riding on a cloud versus Mashiach riding on a donkey. So in order to answer this, the Rebbe calls our attention to a teaching in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Lamed Aleph, where there we learn that in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that the same donkey that Avram took to Akedas Yitzchak is the same donkey that Moshe Rabbeinu took to take his family to Mitzrayim in order to effect Tzias Mitzrayim. And that's the same donkey that's referred to in Zechariah Perek Tes that Mashiach will ride upon. This seems like a very perplexing teaching. Is it really possible for a donkey to live for 3,300 years? Is this one of our Ikrei Emunah? Perhaps when people hear about a donkey that lives for 3,300 years, they'll begin to have Sfeikas and Emunah. Is it possible that a donkey could live that long? So the Rebbe explains that this idea of it being the same donkey does not mean that there's an identical animal which was ridden upon by both Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach, but rather that the donkey symbolizes that Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach are all part of a broader holistic process. And what is that process? That process is the revelation of Torah. If we look at the narrative of Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach, what is their relationship to the donkey? Avram himself doesn't ride on the donkey. Instead, he puts the instruments, the tools that he's going to use for the Akedah, the wood and the knife on the donkey's back. Moshe also does not himself ride on the donkey, but rather he puts his wife and children on the donkey while he goes by foot on the way to Mitzrayim. But finally, Mashiach, he rides on the donkey itself. So what does this symbolize? The Rebbe says that this symbolizes three stages in the revelation of the project of Torah. The Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah tells us that Avram Avinu inaugurates the Alpayim Torah. He inaugurates the two millennia of Torah. Moshe, we know, is the one who gives the Torah at Har Sinai. And Mashiach is the Tachlis. Mashiach is the ultimate expression of what Torah is all about. What does this mean? So the Rebbe now tells us that Chamor, the donkey, does not necessarily refer to a physical donkey. Meaning, of course, in the relevant narratives, there was a physical donkey. But symbolically speaking, Chamor refers to Choymer. As the Baal Shem Tov taught us, Chamor refers to materiality, physicality. And this whole drama of it being the same donkey with Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach is all about Torah's relationship to the physical world. Avram inaugurates Torah in the world. And that means that the Torah uplifted spiritual teachings begin to have a relationship with physicality. However, they do not themselves permeate physicality. Physicality is a tool which is used to further spiritual ends, but the physical world itself does not become sanctified. And that explains why it is that Avram's tools go on the donkey's back. the donkey, the chamor, transmits Avram's tools. Avram uses physicality as a tool towards spirituality, but this physicality itself is not transformed. Moshe has his wife and children ride on the donkey. And that means that the physical world itself begins to be transformed by spirituality. Spirituality can now suffuse the physical world. And the Rebbe explains that archetypally, the wife and children refer to the parts of the human psyche which are more related to the world, which are more worldly. So now, after Matan Torah, those things can be uplifted and transformed. Finally, Mashiach riding on the donkey symbolizes that the whole person, including their loftiest spiritual self, is uplifted by engagement with the physical world. The Rebbe says, symbolically speaking, a donkey symbolizes that which takes a person and brings them to where they cannot go. A person does not have the same physical stamina as a donkey, and a person cannot traverse the same difficult terrain that a donkey can. When you ride on a donkey, however, you're able to go to places where you yourself could not go. So in a similar fashion, the donkey symbolizes that which transmits us to places that we ourselves could not go. And we see this is a process which takes place from Avram to Moshe to Yemais HaMashiach. And the idea is that Mashiach is all about engaging in the physical world and perceiving the spirituality, perceiving the godliness, the divinity, the loftiness that is inherent within the physical world. With this, the Rebbe explains that teaching in Sanhedrin, which tries to understand the apparent contradiction between the Pasuk in Daniel, which says that Mashiach will arrive on a cloud, and the Pasuk in Zechariah, which says that Mashiach will ride on a donkey. The Rebbe interprets the terms Zachu and Loi Zachu, if the Jews are meritorious or if they are not meritorious, not as speaking in punitive terms, but rather the Rebbe reads the word Zachu, Milshein Zach, from the word purified. Meaning to say that if the Jewish people engage in the realm of Zachu, if they engage only in the realm of purity, meaning only in the realm of Torah and Tefillah, then the way that Mashiach will manifest to them is via a cloud. And the cloud symbolizes a revelation which comes from above. A revelation where you're experiencing godliness in a very sweet, pleasant, effortless way. But nonetheless, as Rebbe, that's a lower mode of revelation than is the donkey. And how do you get to the revelation of the donkey? That's through loy zachu, by engaging in things which are not zach, which are not pure, which are not luminescent, by engaging in the physical, lowly things of this world. And then Mashiach manifests through the chamor, Mashiach manifests through physicality. And that's what Yaakov was saying when he said, Vayehi li shor vechamor. I have had an ox and a donkey. The shor symbolizes the pasuk in Mishle, which teaches us, Be'ein alofim evus bar, v'rav tvues b'keach shor. In the absence of oxen, if you don't engage in the physical world, then your trough will be clean, everything will be clean, but there is much power, there is much grain can be produced through the power of the ox. Specifically, by engaging in the physical world, do we encounter ultimate reality? Do we encounter the highest spiritual ranks? And that explains then what it means that Mashiach rides upon a donkey. That only through engaging in the physical world, and only through trying to extract the purity, trying to extract and demonstrate the beauty that exists within the physical world, that exists in the body, instead of running away from the body and the physical world, do we encounter and reveal the greatest revelations of Mashiach.